Close your eyes and don't try to hide.
Or a silly spook may sit by your side,
shrouded in a dark disguise.
They pretend to terrorize
when we ghosts come out to socialize.
Welcome, foolish mortals. You have stumbled into the graveyard and discovered the Grim Grinning Guys Walt Disney World Planning Podcast. We are your ghost hosts for this evening. I'm Matt.
I'm Derek.
I'm Craig.
Please stay calm. The room is not actually stretching. Go ahead and pull down on those safety bars because we won't be doing that for you. Here we are.
What boys. If they ever wanted us to?
Well, we're not going to do it.
Personal space invasion.
Rock Watch 2018. Craig, what's the latest update? I'm sorry, I couldn't wait any longer.
The anticipation has built up.
I bet he sent us a message back.
Let me see. I'm looking here.
He's going to say,
Instagram.
If you're so mad.
Let's see. Going
what
to
the Grim Grinning Guys are cooking.
Direct messages. And.
I know it's going to happen.
Guys, there's nothing there.
Oh, well. Really got my hopes up. He's gonna respond
one day.
Like maybe we need to send him another message.
Maybe
he didn't go through.
He didn't hear we were at 10,000.
We're 11,000 now.
See?
Oh, we need to give him an update. This is episode 52, and I don't know about you, Craig, but I'm feeling 52.
Oh, you stole it, man!
What does that feel like?
But I didn't sing it.
I'm feeling 52.
This one's off to a good start. Yes, foolish mortals, this is episode 52, another milestone, you could say. And why is that?
Who is you? The listeners or us?
Well, it's anybody you want it to be.
Okay.
Did you all hear what happened to Disney the other day?
Is this a joke?
I just saw that a ride got set on fire because the people, they were so mad that our episode didn't post at the correct hour. Oh.
I think they had to close actual Disney parks, all of them.
For our listeners out there, I, Matt, I'm in charge of getting the episodes posted on time. And I had some technical difficulties on Monday.
No, you didn't have technical difficulties. You just didn't post it.
I apologize for the delay.
Technical difficulties mean there's something wrong with the machinery, something wrong with the technology.
Well, there's something wrong with the tech in this head of mine. I kept wondering, Sissy, why are these people out in the yard with torches and pitchforks? And, you know, there's at least a couple hundred people out there.
I will have to say, though, I did excuse you because it was Memorial Day. And that was, our minds were on other things rather than a podcast.
Absolutely. So we hope the listener had gotten to enjoy Password Volume 3.
Yes, we hope you did.
With Craig as the host. It's a hit. It's a hit, boys.
Retro.
Yeah. Special twist. Well, you spoiled it for anybody who hadn't listened to it. So way to go.
Sorry.
Way to go. They'll never come back. Episode 52. It is time for another recent trip rundown. And our big, bad boss man, Derek, is here.
The boss man. Share. We need the boss man's music on here.
That's true. That'd be fitting for you. So, Derek, tell us all about your recent trip. Now, we got a live report from you.
We did.
A couple of weeks ago. So, I guess cover everything that happened after the first day or two. We last left you. You were sitting at the American Adventure.
Yes.
After having lunch at the Garden Grill. But before you get into anything, Derek, I think Craig has written a poem in honor of your trip report today.
Did he?
So Craig, go ahead.
Roses are red, violets are blue. We sure are glad you're back, and we sure did miss you.
Oh, how sweet was that?
We wish we were at Disney while you were there. I hope you didn't mess up your hair. Let's get back to work here and listen to your recent trip. And please, Derek, don't give us any fat lips.
Oh, ho, ho. Burn. roasted. Boy, this is a late night here in the graveyard.
I'll tell you what, there have everybody in the whole. If we had any followers or anybody tuned in to this one, they have shut us out.
Yes, they have. So, Derek, pick us up where you left us off.
Okay, so I used the bathroom at.
No. That's not necessary.
Not there?
You don't have to get that specific.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
That is a recent trip rundown.
Well, let's recap a little bit about from the last episode. We arrived on a Tuesday, and we stayed until Saturday. Is that what I told you?
Yes.
It's already been 2 weeks, so I've slept too much.
That's about, yeah. You told us.
But, yes. On Tuesday, we hit Magic Kingdom and had an early night. On Wednesday, we hit Epcot, and that's where we'll pick up is... After
lunch,
our discussion
at the Garden Grill.
Okay, after lunch, we did Spaceship Earth and we had our discussion.
Yes.
And I was at American Adventure.
And we felt like we were there with you.
Good.
A little bit of rain.
A little bit every day, or a lot every day. After that, we went to, after getting off the phone with you, we went to Grand Fiesta, just left the park and went to Pop. And I had the food court and I tweeted out about the not just Pop in general, but in just the values should be the standard for all resorts, I think, as far as the food court goes. Mm-hmm. Because they have great variety and
very strong. Did you get any standout item at the Pop food court?
We ate there a couple of times, and the first night we had, or it was our second night, but I had a Benedict cheeseburger.
What's a Benedict cheeseburger?
Eggs Benedict. It's a cheeseburger with an Eggs Benedict on it.
Oh, I thought it was like a traitor once it like
got traitor?
You thought it was a burger and ended up being a turkey sandwich?
Yeah. Or a burger.
That would be a secret menu.
Ooh.
Burger, maybe.
Yes.
And you're right about the food court. I mean, there's something for everybody at the Pop Century food court. I mean, it's hard not to find something you don't want.
But it was okay. I won't say it was a standout, but it was something interesting, and so I wanted to try it. And then somehow I talked Rachel into letting me go to Extra Magic Hours at Magic Kingdom.
Booyah.
In which I did very little. I did Philhar Magic.
I saw that picture on Twitter.
And Buzz.
What do you do? That's all you did?
You went to Magic Hours and you did Philhar Magic and Buzz. That was it.
That's it.
Why?
Lines were crazy. Were like 30 minutes. And I was like, I walked around the whole park though. I did do that.
Did you get it? Did you snack?
I did. I got a.
Of course.
I got an ice cream cookie sandwich at Plaza.
Did you just ask Derek if he snacked?
And there's a. Well, dumb question. How long did you wait for the ice cream cookie sandwich? Because every time I go by the Plaza, it's slammed.
It was probably a 10-minute wait.
Oh, that's not bad.
Matthew would wait 2 weeks.
I would not.
Oh, sorry.
Craig, I would wait. Oh, here we go. Hey, Matthew's always the last one here. Why don't we figure out how we can roast him this episode? This is what I get paid back for being late to recording hour, listeners.
Late to recording hour and late to post the podcast. But that's a different...
Listeners, if you want to help support me, you can send money. Here's my Social Security number.
Wait, that's not smart. Right? What? Yes, that, no, don't
oh,
do
oh.
That's not good.
Oh, yeah, good
just
call.
Keep that.
Thanks. Thanks for looking out for me.
Back to the recent trip rundown.
Yeah, so of course I had a snack. I went to Plaza Ice Cream looking for the donut sandwich.
Oh, yeah.
Or donut sundae. It's the donut sundae, I'm sorry. But they were out of donuts.
But how do you run out of donuts?
So, especially when it's pictured up next to the register.
So Buzz Lightyear Space Ranger Spin, Philhar Magic, and an ice cream cookie sandwich.
That's what I had. And I was there... 2 hours? It took me about 2 hours to walk around. I walked around the whole park, though.
But it was, you said it was pretty busy?
Yeah. I think the shortest lines were probably 20 minutes.
Mm.
And that was for the carousel. The carousel was at like 10 minutes. And that's
pretty rough for me.
But I knew that was 10 minutes. Yeah. I was like, it's going to be... I went to space. I was going to ride space, but it was 35.
And as we know, Craig, Derek isn't waiting.
I'm not a patient person.
For anything.
Well, how was the transportation getting back?
Super.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, it was. I was on the first bus. They probably sent an omnibus, but I was leaving by 10 after 11 or so. Or
and they close it.
An omnibus? The double-decker bus?
Not a double-decker. No.
The double-length bus.
The omnibus, isn't that the one that in Magic Kingdom?
That's one that's called the omnibus, yes. But it's they also
how awesome
call
would it be to ride one of those back to Pop 2 hours later?
Going underneath that bridge. <would be. laughs>
That's what they need to start doing.
That would be perfect.
So the next day would have been Thursday?
Yes, Thursday. Okay, so we went to Animal Kingdom, and we got there about 9:15 for an 8 o'clock opening.
Oh, so you slept in just a tad.
We did. Let Boone rest up from the hard, hitting it hard the last couple days. So we hit safaris with the fast pass. Then we met Mickey and Minnie with a fast pass. Then, of course, we had to go by Pandora and get the Night Blossom in Lumpia.
Yes. Now, you had a lot of Night Blossom on this trip. Is that what you said?
Just two.
And that's a lot of Night Blossom.
No.
A lot of sugar.
Two in a day would be a lot. But
that's true.
So then we hit the Discovery Island trails, just trying to scope them out, taking an easy morning.
I've never done the Discovery Island trails. They're pretty neat. Are they worth your time?
They had some of them closed off. I guess they're working on some stuff on them right now, but it's neat. They've got a few animals kind of scattered over them, and so it's neat. They've got a waterfall back in one of them. So then we hit the Gorilla Falls.
You're hitting a lot of things.
We are. Not really. This was a pretty light day. Went and explored Gorilla Falls, and then it was lunchtime, and we went to Satouli, of course.
Nice. What'd you go with?
I had the
cheeseburger pots.
Hot dog.
Oh, what? Did you enjoy the hot dog?
I did not.
Did you not?
No, it was this.
It's like inside of a, it's like an overgrown corn dog.
Yes, but not as good.
See, I enjoyed it. Bruin got one. I tried a bite of it. I really liked it.
I did not.
It's bready.
I could have handled that if the dog was better.
You win some, you lose some, I guess.
But we enjoy Satouli. That's still, and Rachel had a chicken bowl, so
can't go wrong there.
Those are always good. And we had the dessert that we had last year at the
blue cheesecake. Yes. Blueberry cheesecake. I'm a big fan. My wife did not like it, but I'm a big fan.
I really enjoy the mango part of it. And then we were full of all kinds of excitement because we went to Dino Land.
Yes.
And hit Triceratops Spin.
Yes.
Boone approved.
It is.
Did anybody ride Primeval Whirl?
We did not. Oh. And this is when Boone got to play at the dig site for about an hour.
But he loved
just
it.
Wow. Running around.
Sweating bullets.
And then he had to have a pit stop for a diaper change.
Of course.
And you did or Boone did?
Both.
Oh, okay.
And
double diaper duty.
You're very right about that. And then that's when the gully washer came. And we had to stand underneath the bathroom shelter in Dino Land.
Yeah, you sent us that video of the flood.
We stood there for 30 minutes. And I was, of course, I got tired of waiting. We had to walk through the rain to get to Navi River for our fast pass for that.
That's kind of fitting. I think that adds to the atmosphere because you're like in a rainforest almost.
Yeah,
it did.
It's part of the pre-show, rain.
They should have that in the Rainforest Cafe.
Ooh.
Just
pouring all over
just
where
food. Somebody walks around with a bucket and just pours it on top of you. So then, guess what? This is
time for
a snack. I'm guessing it was about, it's probably about 2 o'clock, and we go back to the room. Done at the parks for the day.
That's it?
Wow.
What'd you do the rest of the day? What'd you do the rest of the day? You did it, didn't you?
What are you thinking?
I think you went to a pool. I think you went to the pool.
That's why we left. And then it rained some more. So we did not get
You didn't make it to the pool.
Ever.
No!
Every time we went to go to the pool, it would pour rain.
That was a sign not to go to the pool.
So
I'm very disappointed.
So we went back to the room and rested for an hour and a half, 2 hours, and went to Disney Springs and had Blaze Pizza. Fantastic.
What kind of pizza did you get?
Meat only or something. I don't know.
Can't go wrong. So was it, I mean, there's a lot of hype out there around Blaze Pizza.
I enjoyed Blaze.
And it's affordable, pretty affordable.
It is. It's quite similar to Earl of Sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the style of ordering and
right,
you kind of tell them what you want and they make it. And you have to wait 5 to 10 minutes usually.
Earl's just been forgotten, hasn't it?
I think so.
I'd still
unjustly.
I'd still like to go back and visit Earl. Maybe we can on our trip this summer.
Maybe. Would you go back over there?
Yes.
After Blaze, we had to get dessert.
Obviously.
So we went to Vivoli Il Gelato.
How was that?
Very good. I'm a fan of ice cream in general.
Yeah.
Sweets in general. Is there sugar there? I'll have it.
Now, Craig, do you like ice cream?
I like just samples.
Samples.
Yeah. Oh. 2 scoops of samples.
Sample as in the kitchen sink?
Yes.
Kitchen sink as a snack.
Yeah.
And
never forget.
Yes. I don't think we've ever mentioned this, but we always give Craig a hard time that he goes to, what is the ice cream?
Le Artisans de Glaces.
Yeah. He goes there.
In France.
And he says he gets a sample, but he comes back with 2 scoops.
Yeah.
I've said on this show before, it's a language barrier.
That's it.
And the impressive part is that he's through with the 2 scoops before he gets to Morocco.
Yeah. Oh, he's done.
I'm usually done before I get out of France.
Well, at one point in time, he was known as the Pelican based on the amount of food he can carry. So
in the
gullet.
In my defense, that day that this happened, this said story happened, I had the pistachio ice cream, but I really wish I would have gotten the roasted coconut. So I went back to get
There's no need to refrain.
Right. So
you got to indulge.
Yes, that's right. And this is, he gets 2 scoops the same day that he had also had 2 scoops of pistachio.
Look, the way I look at it, when you go to Disney, you don't get to go all the time. So good, you need point. To enjoy it. I mean, who knows when you're going to go back again.
That's exactly.
So
get the extra cone.
Yes. Gain the 20 pounds. It'll be okay. You can lose it when you get home.
The 20. So, Derek, a nice evening at Disney Springs, yes, it sounds like.
It was. It was very pleasant.
And that takes us to Friday?
Well, Rachel gets
there's more.
To go to Magic Kingdom.
Oh,
wow.
For magic hours or just regular hours?
No, just regular hours. But
and after, she rode.
She was far more efficient in her touring.
Now, what did she get to
than
ride?
She got to ride Mine Train, Splash Mountain. I can't remember.
Does she
else.
Have fast passes for those or rider swaps?
Nope.
Just wait.
Wow.
she only had like an hour and a half.
Oh, wow. Yeah, she definitely beat you.
Yeah, she was far more. But yep. she said at Seven Dwarfs, she waited 15 minutes.
Wow.
About an hour before closing. Hour and a half.
It's kind of surprising.
Something like
that. I
wonder
why the crowd was so low.
She needs to write her own book.
It was the rain.
She needs to start her own podcast. Yeah. Or take this one over.
Wait, she's already done that.
Oh, yeah.
She did that once. But yeah, she did. I can't remember what else she rode. I know she rode Splash and Seven Dwarves for sure.
So basically, you're making it sound as if she does need to just, the gals need to come back and host this podcast instead of us. Because they're clearly more efficient than we are.
We'll say that. We can say that.
And Rachel's only one listening, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
We can say that all we want. Okay, so Thursday.
Yes.
We're back to Magic
Kingdom.
You mean
Friday?
Friday?
I think it's Friday.
Friday. Yep, sorry, Friday. We're back to Magic Kingdom.
Now, did they have extra magic hours that morning? I know they usually do on Friday mornings.
Yes, there was. We were at Magic Kingdom at 8:05.
Attaboy.
And we did a little more, one of our busier days.
Uh-huh.
Because we were trying to do stuff together, like I said, except when we each got our own night at the park.
Hit us with that itinerary.
So
That's a good tip, too, for the listeners who may not be able to do as some of the rides they'd like to do with small children. If you're a couple and you don't mind going at it alone, take a night and enjoy yourself, and then the next night, maybe swap it up. That's a good idea.
It worked well for us this trip.
And then the next night, Boone went by himself.
Yes, how was that?
And he rode all the rides you weren't supposed to.
We rope drop. Well, we were late for rope drop, but we get Small World, rode the carousel twice, Mad Tea Party, Dumbo. under the sea, rode the train for a full loop, took him to the laughing place where Bruin likes to start brawls.
No, he gets beat up. That's why.
Start brawls. What? See, this is a classic case of, like, we took Craig's pistachio ice cream story and blew it out of proportion. You all have led these listeners to believe that my son just likes to go over to the playground by Splash Mountain and pick fights.
He doesn't pick fights. We like to call it he did the Derek.
That way, well, that maybe that's more accurate.
Yes. He listens to the podcast too much and he tries to be like Derek.
So then we went to Country Bear, which I could not believe he sat through the whole thing.
Well, of course he did. It's a phenomenal show.
And this because I think because I was watching him so much.
Was that
correct? This was my favorite viewing of Country Bear.
See,
Disney magic. And he loved it.
And he loved Turner Seed Bear.
I still don't know what he says.
Did he see the blood on the ground?
He did. And then we hit the magic carpets. Swiss Family Treehouse.
But only
and God. He wanted to go up every step at,
by the treehouse.
And we couldn't have that.
Did you go over to Tom Sawyer Island?
We did not.
Oh.
I wish we had, but.
Well, I'm glad that Country Bear Jamboree. Now, knowing that now, Derek, would you have ranked it higher in the show rankings?
No, because it's my ranking.
Rats.
I did enjoy it, but I wouldn't rank it any higher. So then we had Friar's Nick for lunch, which was the highlight of my dining.
Really? Now, were these the tots?
Well, I would say, yeah. Yeah,
the tots. What kind of tots did you have?
The buffalo chicken tots. It was, and I had blue cheese on there, and I'm not a blue cheese fan, but I just went on with it. The tater barrels, or whatever they like to call them.
So those were top notch.
Right? I would recommend those, and they had three different kinds. They had a Greek and a buffalo chicken, and I can't remember the third. But I would probably go cabbage tots. I would hope. You could only hope. And then we got Rachel a caramel apple from the...
Yeah, she's a big fan of those.
She loves them. And then we hit Peter Pan and met Donald and Goofy. And then guess where we went?
Where?
Hollywood Studios.
Hollywood.
Strictly to get an AP magnet.
Oh, perfect.
Because they open it.
What better reason?
A shout out to WDWNT for the heads up about the release of the Donald Duck AP magnet.
Yes. That's a great site for Disney news. If you're wanting the latest breaking news, WDW News Today is a great place to go.
And then we watched the Incredibles preview. It was about 10 minutes. I think it's showing the first 10 minutes of the movie, and that was pretty.
Does it make you excited for Incredibles 2?
It does. And then we went back to Pop and had dinner again, and I had salmon and mushroom risotto.
Sounds like you all really enjoyed Pop Century this trip. Not that you haven't in the past, but you said a lot of good things about the room and the dining. And
yep, it was. If you get a choice between Caribbean Beach and Pop Century, go with Pop. Caribbean Beach, it is...
As of now.
Right now, yeah. After construction, I'll give it another chance, but... As of right now, Caribbean Beach is probably the worst resort on property. And I've stayed through this, and it's not enjoyable.
We'll keep that in mind, listeners.
So our final day was Saturday, and we're back to Animal Kingdom.
So you haven't been back to Epcot, correct?
We did not.
Since we last left you.
We did not go back to Epcot.
Poor old Epcot.
But we did do Everest. We each did a rider swap because we both had fast passes for it. So we both got paper fast passes for it later. And we did safaris again. And then we met John over it from WDW Main Street.
Uh-huh.
John Peters. A pleasant meeting. He works over at the...
So he's a Disney employee.
He is. He's a cast member. And he works at the Wildlife Express train. The day we met him, he was right there at the turnstiles greeting people as they come into the train station. So, I got to meet him.
And did you automatically know him? How did that happen?
Yeah, I follow him on Twitter.
Okay.
And I listen to their podcast. Sorry. I only listen to our podcast.
Of course you do.
They're a very good news podcast. I Mm-hmm. And they do others. They do food stuff and ladies' nights every once in a while. So always pleasant to listen to, and I enjoyed getting to meet John. So we rode the train over and met Rafiki, and then we stayed there maybe 10 minutes and let Boone.
Did you meet Doc McStuffins?
We did not. She was probably in surgery.
The day we were there, she was just standing there. There was nobody going up to meet her. So we're like, okay.
Yeah, Rafika was right there as you got up to the building, and there was like three people in line for him. So we did meet Rafiki, and we went to the petting zoo, but all the goats were in the area where you couldn't pet them. So we left.
Yeah. What's good as a petting zoo if you can't pet them? Why are there barriers up in there? It's a petting zoo.
It's because they're on like platforms and stuff. Oh, they don't want to jump in on the kids.
Show offs.
So we go back, ride the train back, and then we ride Flight of Passage, grab a Night Blossom, eat lunch at Flame Tree. Flame Tree is, we had the sampler platter.
I saw a picture of that. So you all shared that?
We did.
It's a lot of food.
Yeah, we shared that.
It's a whole lot of food.
And went back to the dig site probably for another hour.
An old boneyard. I think they should rename it the Booneyard.
There
the
you go.
Booneyard, yeah, that'd mm-hmm. be nice.
Then well, we ride. Why don't you ask them about that next time you're there?
Rachel got to ride Flight of Passage again, and I had another rider swap for it. But again, it starts raining,
mm-hmm.
and I'm getting soaked as I'm taking Boone to Navi River. I can't find anywhere that's covered in Pandora except for Satuli Canteen. And everybody's just looking at you when you walk up there, and there's really not anywhere to go. And so I'm standing out in the rain for 20 minutes waiting on Rachel to come out of Flight of Passage. And by then I was like, let's go.
That was it, huh?
Yep. So on our way out, we gave two Expedition Everest fast passes and the Flight of Passage.
Oh, man.
Fast passes.
Did you give them all to the same people?
We did.
Oh, I bet they were tickled pink.
I don't know that they knew how to use them.
Oh, well.
So you were paying it forward like the guy did for us.
Well, I was trying that. Yeah.
Thank goodness our debt have been paid off.
Yes.
We don't have to worry about that anymore.
Thank you, Derek.
I have not slept since
last
summer.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, we've got to pay it forward. So thanks for doing that, Derek.
Yes.
So overall, it sounds like a great trip.
It was. It wasn't a go kind of trip. It was, we're going to do what we want. And one thing that it hit me on the plane flight back, we never rode TTA. And I could not believe it.
Wow. You know what's strange is...
Could you explain that to Matthew again? It was a laid back, not have to do everything trip. Can you please explain what you mean by that to Matthew?
I mean...
I'm the one begging for the World Showcase movies. And you all wouldn't
yeah, but you want to run in between them.
Hey.
And meet five characters in between each one.
No sense in burning daylight if you're not going to light the candle. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Nope.
Nobody knows what you're saying.
I think the listeners are intelligent enough to pick up on that little hint. No, I can be laid back. No, I can be.
Not at Disney.
We've been on what? Five trips together? Now, Sissy knows how to take it easy.
Yep.
But Matthew does not.
Look, I'm there. I want to enjoy it. Oh, yeah, you know what? I can take it easy. And just to show, I'm going to prove to you guys.
Okay.
When we go in July, we're not going to ride a single ride.
Okay.
All right.
A little overboard there, buddy.
We're going to rope drop a bench in Canada. That's right. Yep. And we're going to sit there for 2 hours, get a snack, and go sit in a bench in United Kingdom.
I don't think that's exactly what we meant by take it easy.
Well, but it's funny you should say that because now it's time for a segment we like to call
Grinning. Greatness.
He just tries to get us mad now.
He does try to. It's great. I love it. Derek, it is your turn to ask the Grim Grinning Greatness question. Our 52nd Grim Grinning Greatness question.
Did we have one on episode one?
Yes, we did. 52. Remember, I surprised you all with it.
That's right.
Because you didn't know it was coming.
We did that in the pre-show planning.
Yeah. Yeah. Derek, what's your question?
Okay. Given that we didn't go back to Epcot for a second visit.
We're getting to go right now.
We are. We're going there.
Bam.
What World Showcase Pavilion would you be okay with replacing?
Huh.
Now, you don't have to replace it with anything. Just, or say the country decided not to sponsor it anymore.
And you'd be okay.
Yeah.
But what Epcot World Showcase Pavilion could you do without? So, Derek, you asked the question. You get to answer
first. Name the countries real quick.
Going clockwise, starting in Mexico, we've got Mexico, Norway, China, Germany, Italy, the American Adventure, Japan, Morocco, France, United Kingdom, and Canada. So, those are the 11 World Showcase Pavilions. Derek, which one would you be okay with replacing?
They've all got something good about them, so I don't know why I asked this question, but...
I like it. It's a good question.
I'm gonna have to go with China.
Interesting. Why do you say that? Our friend Josh would be upset that he'd be losing 9 dragons.
9 dragons, yeah.
What? Why is that?
We've just never... We don't dine there a whole lot. I don't know that I've ever even eaten in China anything. I'm going to have to go with China.
So you're missing out on Reflections of China, the film.
I would. It's a standing film.
That's true.
And I like the museum they have there.
Uh-huh.
But like Norway, yeah, I love all the snacks. Mm-hmm. And
nothing that's calling you to China.
France, right. Just nothing draws me there. I could almost say it's Morocco, but I love the buildings in Morocco.
Yeah.
So I like...
See, I love the architecture in China. I think it's gorgeous architecture. I like the... I like the acrobats that they have there, but hey, to each his own. When in China, do as the Romans do.
No, that's not the saying.
It's not the... No. No.
We're not good with these sayings.
No, we are not. Light the candle when the light bulb comes on.
That's not it either.
I'm going to get that one pretty soon.
I don't know. You know, you were close.
Craig, what about you?
I'm going to say, because I go automatically thinking about all the places I've ate, all the shows I like, all the rides. I would probably go with Morocco.
Oh.
Just because I think of places that I like to eat, and I go around, thinking of the little shows I like, and I go around, I think of the acrobats and things like that, the juggler, and you know, so Morocco's the one that I can't think of anything in my mind right now that I'm drawn to.
The shawarma?
Shawarma was the saving grace.
That was not a huge thing for me.
And the building to me. Yeah. Is.
Like I said, I like the architecture, but if I have to mark one out, it'd be Morocco.
Now, we will say, Triple G fans, that in July, we are going to Spice Road Table.
The 17th
Since we ranked it last as the table service in Epcot, we've made a reservation because, and believe it or not, it was a pretty easy reservation to get.
What?
Yes. We are going to Spice Road Table in July.
We're hoping to change your own minds.
I hope it does. I think it will.
Restaurant Marrakesh,
maybe.
You mean the research trip,
that's right. Exactly. Purely research. I love Morocco. More so than China, even, just because Tangerine Cafe, I could eat there every time I go to Epcot. Love Tangerine Cafe. It's never crowded. Anyways, I am going to choose a place that, while I like their dining, I'm just never drawn to really explore the pavilion, and I'm going to say Italy. I like Via Napoli, but to me, there's not as much to explore in Italy as, you know, like Morocco has a lot of nooks and crannies, and the UK has a lot of nooks and crannies. Like, I love the fact that a lot of these places have nooks and crannies. But Italy
has restaurants.
Yes. And the shows.
And a fountain.
They do have a fairly decent little show there. I think his name's Sergio, who performs.
The whistle?
Yes, with the whistle and the soccer balls and such. But, you know, they're just never. I'm just never really drawn to Italy, unless I have a dining reservation. And I think of all the other countries that are there, and I'd rather spend time there. So
I could probably add another one, Canada. Sorry, there's just not much.
I love the nooks and crannies in Canada,
but there's not that many of them.
Well,
I mean,
there kind of are though. You have to really go up there and explore it.
But you can't because you run straight into the waterfall.
There's a lovely waterfall, and it has a film. It has an attraction.
Another stand up.
I guess that's my point. Is I don't. I'm picking Italy because it has no attraction.
It doesn't.
And it doesn't. The shows are and not a lot of nooks and crannies. So sure. I love World Showcase. Love World Showcase. Let's do an episode on World Showcase sometime.
I'm in.
Are you in, Craig?
I'm in. Count me in.
Thanks, Jeeves.
I'm not Jeeves.
Listeners, we thank you for listening. Please continue to like us, share us, download us.
Please like us.
Please. Please. We greatly appreciate it. And share us with all your friends, family, and loved ones. Craig, Derek, anything before we part ways with the listeners?
I would like to thank everyone that followed along on Twitter during my trip.
Oh, it was, yes.
It was really neat to get feedback, and I hope you all enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed updating.
We definitely enjoyed envying you being there.
And we have several others that are currently at Disney. We're going to try to get some recent trip rundowns from those when they return.
Yes.
So be listening coming up.
Yep. Well, thank you, listeners, once again. And as you leave, be sure to...
beware the hitchhiking ghost.
And hurry back.
If you would like to join our jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in peace, the haunting's free. So hurry back, we would like you.